Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, also simulcasting on ESETI Stargate on both Rumble and VMO and several other channels. I'm not sure if we're going to post this one on YouTube just because of the massive censorship, but we'll skip that. I had some news today. Crazy day today. I actually took a day, half a day off, and went to the beach and jumped in the ocean and a lot of things going on. Saw some people have some real serious problems there, and ambulances coming, and the ambulances are just constant. So obviously we know what the effects, what that is from, anyway, just make a long story short, but it was a pretty crazy day. And today's the day. It's the 24th, and we're all still here. Thank God. We haven't been wiped from the planet, as some people were saying. There is a lot going on, however, and I wanted to cover some of this. In the news, I think in 2019, 40 U.S. Democrats signed a letter to add the Nazi Azov Battalion in Ukraine to the terrorist list. And then 2022, they gave them over $50 billion. And some are saying it's like $80 billion right now. Nobody knows what the true figures are. But and I know it's against international law to fund Nazis, and these guys are definitely Nazis. They admitted Nazis. So war crimes, there's all kinds of nonsense going on there. The real story is going to come out soon. But I like Klaus Schwab came in the news again, and he said you'll have a microchip in your head and you will love it. The other one says you'll own nothing and you'll love it. It's like, who is this guy? Locally, Kilauea, there was an eruption on Kilauea and just quakes everywhere on it. And so everybody's freaking out. So I said, hey, I'm not too far away. So we drove over there and to check it out. And it was a dud. It's just some steam coming up, and that was it. But made it sound like all hell was breaking loose over there, but it wasn't. But so no big deal on that. Another big thing in New China is undergoing a major civil war, between the, I think it's the National Chinese Party. I'm not sure, and the CCP. And there's a big shift going on, huge shift going on there. And we said that was going to happen a long time ago. It's going to go back and forth, and then eventually the CCP will come to an end, and we'll all be working together in the future. So that's a good one. Also, major voting is going on in Russia. A lot of these other countries are voting to see if they want to join the Russian Federation. And some of these countries, 80% of the people are saying yes. So, and there's a lot of disruption trying to stop this vote and stop this from getting out. But once this voting is done and the people have voted, to break away from the Nazis, basically, what are we going to do? I mean, now it's a democratic society. They just voted. They made a choice. Can we say, no, you can't do that? Figure it out. So anyway, there's a lot of people in Congress, a lot of Republicans that are calling this just a major slush fund and major, everybody's got their hand out in this thing. And that's all going to come out pretty soon. You're going to see who's involved in that. But there is a lot going on, huge events in Russia, huge events in China, big splits happening. It's the divide is happening right now, and that's what I see is happening. The there's no more like all the Q posts, I should say 17 posts, so I don't get censored, are saying, it's on the takedown is on. So you're going to see a lot of public officials kind of disappearing and being replaced. So a lot of the banks are having problems here right now. So it is on. Things are moving forward. So hang in there. But on that note, that's the news. There's a lot more to it, but I want to bring our guest on, Peter Slattery. He's got some great information, and talk a little bit about UFOs and what's happening in that venue. So without any further ado, Peter, are you with us?
Yes, James, how are you?
Hey, welcome to the show. I didn't read
Thanks for
your
having me.
bio because everybody should know you by now. You've been on the show so much, but Peter has
Oh.
Gaia Sanctuary. He said he. Australia, he's written. How many books have you written now?
Over 10. I've lost count. I've got another two that are about to come out as well.
Yeah,
So,
yeah. So
yeah.
up to 12 books now. And two coming soon, but the you're a producer, film producer, god, I don't know, rock star. I can go on and on, so we'll just leave it at that. But anyway, what's happening over in Oz?
Well, my focus has really been on the sanctuary at the moment. Pretty much everything is done to open. It's just waiting on a confirmation date to do so because there were some conditions that need to be met by the council here. So all that's done. It was a bit of a process, but I think not just here, but around the world, we're going to be looking at some, we could say, social unrest happening, as well as the change of power in some areas, as well as a lot more earth changes coming up. We can just see this generally through the cycles and what's going on astrology-wise, we could say, just with the basics of what's going on. But there's, like, it's very different the way that we operate here. We could say each country's sort of got its own unique way, but I think there's just a lot of adapting, getting back to enjoying life, that people aren't seeing some of the things on the sidelines that we could say are happening in terms of what we've gone through the last 2-3 years. Subliminally, we could say just stuff's, they're trying to keep some things in place, not everything, the masks and a lot of that stuff, things have been reversed, but I think there's a lot of adaption going on. But I think it's with everywhere, there's still some certain laws and things they're trying to keep in play. But I think at the moment we need to not focus so much on the negative, just getting back to our you know, peaceful, loving selves, or those that haven't been there. It's time for them to adapt to that and see this as an opportunity.
Yeah, it definitely is an opportunity for us to stand tall, you know, and stand in our own divinity and set some boundaries. And I think that's happening globally right now. It's amazing because, you know, no matter what anybody says, there's something behind this. There's a driving force behind this call for freedom and the end of tyranny, you know, and the end of slavery. And, you know, we've been doing that for at least 450,000 years, you know, and you'd think it would get old, but it's not really our fault, because other very advanced beings in a negative way were behind this. It's a multi-level event. So, you know, it was above a lot of our pay grade to deal with this, but now we're waking up and realizing that we don't have to comply. We don't have to go along with this nonsense. We can stand up and say enough's enough. And I think people all over the world, I mean, over in Iran, it's going ballistic over there. I guess they killed a woman, and there's just such nasty stuff going on over there against women that everybody's rising up saying, you know, they're all stoning the police there and the military. They're driving down the roads and everybody's just firing rocks and stones and every bottles, everything they can get at them. So it's funny because this upheaval is happening everywhere, but it's part of the ascension process. Chaos is part of the healing process, and a lot of people have a hard time understanding that.
Definitely, and that's where what I'm delving with now mainly is the self-mastery aspect of this, as well as yourself. I know you've been doing this for nearly 40 years now in terms of that.
Yeah.
And I think that discipline is something that needs to come into play with this. A lot of people are thinking there's going to be a very smooth transition, which I think once it takes place, we're not going to know that we're in it until we're actually past, we could say, the shifting of one phase into another. And ascension is for all, but I think from my experience, it's very late. It's very individual, but we're also going through it as a collective as well. And it needs to be acknowledged that there's what I deem as masters of the darkness as well as masters of the light. There is a force that people think it's AI. AI is what we could say is a sub-device, a consciousness that's being created by these masters of the lower light, the lower light network, which comprises of many different forms of multidimensional intelligences, whether it's archonic, reptilian, serpent intelligences. As you know, there's so many different things behind this, but if people have discipline for living the right way and doing what's right, and not in a way of what we could say is fighting in a negative way, war only gets more war, but doing it with peace, and people just don't acquiesce, we could say, to these powers in a peaceful, loving way, but they do what's right from the heart, we can see a change really quick from that place. But it's something where I'm pretty much got appointments every day, 5 days a week, where I'm doing, whether it's readings or mentoring or what have you. And I can tell you now, and I know with yourself, because we've talked about this, the shift since COVID till now, with the amount of people that are brand new to these topics, whether it's UFOs, psychic phenomena, the paranormal, self-mastery, it's a huge wave that's we're being in flux with, which shows that there's massive changes going on, and it's actually a good thing. But we need that stuff that doesn't surface to come to the surface first to release the past and move into a future that's unwritten that we can co-create together.
Exactly. I've met some people here on the island. I'm on the big island right now in a place we'll leave unknown because we're not set up yet. But I've met some people here on the island that are just shakers, and they incarnated from the Orion Council of Light or the Pleiadians, and they're coming together, and each has their own forte. Like one is like a powerhouse and a warrior, and the other one's really sensitive and just loving, and they're all different. You know, they're all, but that you can tell they're all coming in from different systems right now, and they're being activated and stepping forward. And I mean, they're involved in everything from eliminating the child trafficking stuff to teaching mastery classes and doing other groups and things. So it's the whole spectrum is being covered, and there is a plan. You know, it's multidimensional, it's unfolding right now, and it does seem full go. It's being activated, and we've got some huge help. I'm sure you've noticed that too, from the higher dimensions to clear out some of these entities that we are just, you know, it's out of our pay grade. I mean, most of us have no idea what these things are, how to deal with them, and are having our butts handed to us. But luckily, you know, we've received the training to deal with this, on how to deal with these entities. And same at the ranch, we're just booked. We're booked solid. You know, it's full up every weekend. And we've got the counseling work we're doing there, and everything else is just, you know, keeping us really busy.
Yeah, it's something where, through experiences that I've even had up till recently, where, as you know, some of my experiences are physical, and then there's some that's not, and you know about that yourself in your own way. And I know that there are many forms of intelligences in terms of the interactions with the Elohim and different, what I could say, is different representatives, not just of different sectors within our galaxy, but multidimensionally. They are doing what they can, but ultimately it's up to us individually and as a collective to steer this ship. And to not just go with the flow, but be the flow of this current, of this wave of change that's going on. We've got to take responsibility of that. And there is, like you say, stuff out of our pay grade on the side. This is so layered, what's going on, that most people could not comprehend the in-depthness of this and the layers of this unless they're exposed to it. And even people like us, it's still a lot to take in at times, because the frequency change that's going on, the frequencies that we could say connected to the intelligences that are assisting, whether it's for or against this ship, it is very powerful, whether it's of the darkness or of the light. And this is where I'm meeting so many people, like you were just mentioning, people contacting me, opening their own centers here in Australia as well as around the world. People, whether it's in Reiki or different forms of healing or self-mastery, it's showing that places like your place are popping up all around the world now. Yeah. And this was long time ago, and we're seeing that happen now.
Yeah, I've noticed that it's hard to tell sometimes with a lot of people. They're saying, am I getting a download? You know, am I getting an upgrade or the energy coming in? And then their body has to rise to the occasion, because now their consciousness surrounding the body, the fields around their body is at a different frequency. And so the body's living in the past and it's trying to catch up. So they're having, there's a lot of energy sickness and people are having struggling, you know, with that. And, you know, they're getting headaches and feeling nauseated and colds. And I've watched people just go down because they had to go down for their body to catch up and to catch up with the new frequencies. And that's what we keep telling people. Drink a lot of water, you know, clean out your system, get your feet on the ground, you know, get out in the ocean, get out in nature as much as you can, go jump in a lake if you can, you know, whatever, just help your body reset. It helps your body reset to these new energies. But a lot of people are in checking into hospitals. It can be really severe, and that's sometimes the last thing you want to do. You want to go in and meditate. Is this, and I always go, "This too shall pass," and it does. It passes and it goes through, and as you come out the other side, and you go, part of you think you'll go, "Yeah, am I dying? Am I checking out here?" And then next thing you know, you're through it. Next day, you're fine and feeling great. So there's a lot of that going on.
Well, the sun is going in different waves within, like there's even information coming in from the sun. It's not just the flares that have an electromagnetic effect on us, but also the Schumann resonance. There's so many different factors here in play that these things can amplify what we could say is what's in the closet or things that need to be brought up and released. And you know that better than anyone else. Like just the process that you have to go through, it does come back to discipline. And I think especially for those in our neck of the woods, Australia in the southern hemisphere now going into spring, like James says, like even if you can get into a river, the natural elements in the water, the flow of the water, the naturalness of it actually assists with clearing the light body as well as the physical body, giving a reset, or an ocean, any sort of running water, meditation, plenty of water, like you said, but also just having fun. Like people are so obsessed with the darkness, whether it's on Telegram or any social media. It's like we've got to remember to have a good laugh and bring in those joyful, blissful energies.
Yeah, we use bad humor here. I do anyway, and it really triggers people a lot. And just like, and it, you go, seriously? It's like the other day, it was kind of funny. I was at a market at a there's like a flea market here, and this girl comes up, and I don't know, she didn't tell this story. They wouldn't know. And she's going, "I'm with this woman's group. I'm with these, there are a lot of older women in this woman's group," and she was younger, and she'd been to the ranch, a few times. We knew her, and Kathy and I were there, and we knew her, and I said something like, "Well, if you want to break away," and she goes, I go, "We're just hanging out at the ranch. We're doing a lot of work, at the coffee ranch here. And if you want to come help out and hang, just take a break, you're welcome to." I said, "We can kidnap you." And I was just, I thought it was a joke. And God, man, this group goes, "I can't believe I heard that. I can't." And I go, "Heard what?" And I didn't even know what she was thinking or talking about, because it was done in innocence. It was done in total innocence. And I'm just going, God, she's a person we know. She wants to hang out with people that are a little different. I don't know, whatever. It was just so weird. I just go, wow. I feel like I'm on an alien planet here, where everybody should be armed and machetes, and it's like it was insane. It was like, wow. And so I've seen that over and over. You can't even joke around with people. They're so triggered. And a lot of people are just like, there's a tightly wound spring just waiting to go off. And especially, it's weird, they're going off on what's basically natural. I've never seen anything like it. It's like, it's so unnatural what's happening right now in politics, and with the gender wars and culture wars and race wars and all these division games that they're playing. That's so unnatural. And when you're just acting naturally, or you have a good sense of humor and you're joking around, it's just like, look at the comedians. They've been taking out comedians right and left for just saying the wrong thing. It's gotten so crazy. There's so much mudslinging and character assassin. You've experienced it. I've experienced it. I'm still experiencing it. And I just, I step aside for like, months and don't do anything. And as soon as I step back into the, especially UFO community, the other community, all of a sudden, all this, like, blah, 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 all this stuff starts going on. I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. And all the in-house fighting, whose side are you taking? And I said, nobody's, And I said, I'm just here to help people, evolve and heal and ascend. I said, I'm not here to take sides, but if you try to help one, then everybody thinks you're on their side. And if you try to help another, everybody thinks you're on their side. And I said, I'm not taking sides. I'm only here to bring clarity to situations and help people heal. And so it's, I don't know, it's gotten so crazy, but it's, I, it's probably good that you've been out of it you know, you've been at your sanctuary and I've been up here building this place, because all this stuff is happening. It's all happening, but we're not there.
Yeah, it is like I'll be doing martial arts training, or I'm meditating, doing yoga, or I'm mowing lawns for hours on end, which I absolutely love because it's meditative for me as well, and animals roaming around doing what they do, and it's like I just don't have time for it. Like, it's anything that's going to drive my energy, like pull my energy or misdirect what I'm doing. It's like I've got too much to do. I've got so much material that I'll be offloading in the next year with videos and courses online, a lot of stuff pertaining not just with self-mastery, but stuff that I've sort of sat on for many years that I think some of the population is ready for, that's in these areas that will be pretty in-depth. My focus is just with that, opening up and doing similar stuff to what you're doing, holding events, helping people help themselves. And I think things like that are just little tests for negative influences coming in or trying to derail or see if you're really at where you think you are energetically, because the more that you rise, the more that there's going to be things like you say rear its head. And it's no time for it. Like, we're at a pinnacle point that it's...
I tell people, I said, you know, first of all, what does this have to do with contact with spiritually and technologically advanced beings? I said, we have to have a frequency. We have to maintain a frequency if we're going to work with these beings. Second of all, who do you think is creating all the rumors and the gossip? Where do you think they're originating from? You know, all this in-house fighting and the divisions and not just the UFO community, all across the planet. Who is doing the divide and conquer thing? It's both seen and unseen. It's happening. Mm-hmm. So don't engage it, you know. And people go, we have to gauge it out of fear. And I said, most of it's nonsense. Most of it's not real. You take two kids and put them together at a beach or something like that, and you'll have like a Asian kid, a black kid, a white kid, or a couple other kids, you know, a Hispanic kid, whatever. They're all playing, having a good time. There's no problems, you know. There's no problems. And if we would just maintain that, the parents would release the past, you know, let go of the grudges and the other stuff, and not teach those kids to hold those grudges. Everybody would get along great, you know. And if we were awake, we'd realize that we've been all of them. Most of us here have been. I have full memory. I was a slave in one lifetime. I was a Algonquin Indian. I was a chief in one time. I was a road bandit, a Mexican road bandit in another lifetime. Everybody's telling you about their glorious lifetimes. You know, I was a cripple in England. You know, it's like, I've done it all, and I have full memory of it. And I've had other lives as you in off-world experiences as well. So how can I judge any of that? You know, even the road bandit, you know, it's like, how can I, you know, it was a great life. You know, I had a woman in every canteen. I had a lot of money. I was sharing it. You know, I was like Robin Hood, and got hung at 24, and my last meal had a lot of cilantro in it. So whenever I go around cilantro,
I know. You say no cilantro every time. Yeah,
my whole body freaks, you know, when the cilantro comes. But there's some things that I've noticed. A lot of our allergies come from past life stuff, you know.
And fears. Clear.
But
a lot of fears. Yeah,
there's two things. Once you become awake and know you've been all those people, then you understand, you know, why the wars, you know, why somebody murders, why somebody, you know, you understand that. And then you don't have judgment, and you can actually heal these people. They're not even going to affect you because you have no judgment towards them, and you're holding the frequency, and they don't know what to do with that. And a lot of it just break down. If you can channel that energy down through your heart into that situation, you watch these guys just implode, you know. And I've seen, we just had an encounter the other day where we went into Hilo, you know, the town, and there's a woman in there, and Kathy was with me, and she just went full blown after Kathy, like calling her every name in the book and tried to grab her. You know, it's really weird. And we were doing clearings, you know, and just stepped aside, and she just kind of kept going. And we said, let's just get out of here. Like let her. And you could tell she had so many empties on her, but they were so on her, and they were powerful. They were powerful. You know, we had to get out of the situation so it wasn't a physical mess, and then do clearings, you know, and clear the energy. But I'm seeing people that are just right now, especially when you get into a lot of the homeless stuff and things like that, a lot of these people have just been abandoned, and they're so angry, and that anger has let the other spirits in, and it's, as the energies come in, that's all going to go ballistic, because all that has to come up for healing. So we really need to learn how to heal unseen negative influences, how to clear our brothers and sisters out there and take care of them, get them back on track. But I think that's what eventually, I love what one guy said, it's going to get really ugly and then it's going to get really light, you know?
Yes.
And yeah, I like that, because the old guard has to fall in on itself. But after that, what's available and what's going to come out, you know, with med beds and the whole food supply is going to change, energy, you know, fearless energy will come out, anti-gravity, counter-gravity, med beds, all that stuff is waiting to come out. But this old guard has to fall first. And I think we're seeing right now it's go time, and the old guard is totally imploding, and they're not frequency specific to this multidimensional great awakening. So their days are numbered, and it's on, you know, we're in the middle of it.
Yeah. I think there's got to be a lot of compassion just for other people and their situations, and each have their own scenario. But I think part of the identification game, the ego aspect, having to be right. And we look at this being tied in with whether it's social engineering, upbringing, education, and of course the epigenetic component, there is levels to why people are the way that they are. And it's not being in a place of judgment. It's always analyzing things in a way that you can of why, instead of going, all right, look at how these people are, it's like sometimes it's taking a step back going, why are they this way? And then when you realize why they are, you go, well, no wonder they're operating in the way that they're operating. But the healing process, it is clearing negative unseen influences. And I think more people are wanting to get educated on this stuff now, because once they operate in the heart space, and we now know that there's neurons in the heart as well as the brain, I actually believe energetically that unlocks, it's like a mechanics and mechanisms, and it's, we could say, the middle Dantian area. It connects into the light body, and then that's where things can start to be seen on a multidimensional layer, and the higher levels can start to come through thoughts, ideas, epiphanies, concepts, and knowingness of being in that, what we could say, the natural state. You can allow that to filter through, but if not educated or open it to these things, it's something that's a bit of a block. But I think people are being steered in their own direction for their own spiritual evolutionary process through their own ways, through synchronicities and events that the higher self's leading them through. But there is going to be, you know, things getting worse to get better, but it has to happen. And that's what, yeah, I think we're in the precipice of this happening to another level now.
You know, I keep telling people for years and years and years, we've been trapped in the first three chakras, which are survival, sex, and power. And the music industry, the movie industry, everything, you know, all the advertising, everything is designed to keep you trapped. You know, you're going to be powerful. You're going to have sex. You're going to get the bronze beauty with the beer if you drink this beer and drive this car. And they, you know, all the commercials are geared towards that, and to keep you locked. And you rise above that in the heart chakra, then they lose control over you because they can't go there. And that's what we need, to get up into the heart. And then next to the heart, there's a small cavity there that has such an electrical charge, it's beyond imagination. And even doctors know you can't touch that with a metal instrument. It'll short out the body, you know. But that's your soul. Your soul sits in that cavity, and your soul is connected to source. And so that's what I was saying. When you bring that energy down through the crown, through your seventh chakra, which is creator basically, and you bring that energy down and out the heart, you can alter any situation, and you know, love being the ultimate power, channel that into every situation. You can watch things shift, you know. But again, you know, you're gonna push when you use that energy, beware, because other people are gonna bark at you, and you're gonna mirror and amplify their stuff, and so they're gonna come after you. The more you hold that higher frequency, the more you become a divine mirror, and you also amplify other people's stuff. So I know a lot of light workers really need to understand that people around you There's going to be a lot of jealousy, a lot of competition, a lot of people projecting and blaming. And, you know, in India, they say the closer you get to Nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. So, you know, there is a personal responsibility to learn how to keep your energies clear, stay grounded, keep your space sacred, and how to heal unseen negative influences to get through these times.
Yeah, it's really analyzing what are these thoughts? Why am I having these thoughts? Are they mine? Or is it stuff that I need to work through? It's really, again, using discernment with one's own feelings, emotions. And they really do, a lot of these negative influences, especially reptilians, will hook into those bottom three chakra points, as well as sometimes the gates of consciousness point on the back of the neck, or even we could say energetically going to the back of the heart space. But that's because there's different levels of those lower light entities as well. And I think if people just acknowledge these, sort of look at things that they've felt before, why they've felt them, and they can look at them with no judgment, just as is, a lot of things can be cleared, purged, released exponentially quick. But I will say, just for people watching and listening, like, you have a lot of clearings on your website as well as myself. Yeah. So many different techniques out there that I'd say learn as much as you can and be a sponge with it, because people want to get to, let's say, the Merkaba light body activations and the Tree of Life and all that stuff. And I work with all that, and you work with the light body. But it's the basic gate into ascension is the stuff that we're talking about, clearing negative influences, releasing the past, being in your own power. This is what I call boots on the ground ascension. All that has to get done to go to the other levels, which most of us have already done that and walked the other worlds. We're actually back here to assist with uplifting humanity, with those that need help with moving on in their own evolutionary process. But it's a case-by-case basis, but love is the key, not in an airy-fairy way, but love for yourself and love for others, and getting in that joyful state that will keep you in that frequency, not getting on the phone and scrolling through social media or watching the news. It's every time I even think about it, and I might start it for 3 seconds, I'm like, no, I'm not going there, because every time it's lower vibrational stuff.
Yeah, it's all reversed, dude. The news is totally reversed. If you reverse everything they say, you'll get the real news. You know? And I, a lot of times I'll cover some of the world events happening to kind of give people hope, to say, look, it's on. You watch what's going on. These things are shifting. And a lot of people are giving me shit for that. You know, they're saying, you know, why are you talking about the news? You're supposed to be an enlightened being. And I said, well, enlightenment means being in knowledge of all of it, both sides of the coin. Yeah. And not just one side. And I'm trying to give people a heads up and so they can, you know, pay attention and prepare on whatever level they need to prepare and get, you know, it's like avoid pain and suffering, which is really the goal, you know. But I've seen now that a lot of the pain and suffering is, a lot of it's self-inflicted and necessary, because that's the only way people can learn. They can, you know, their denial is so great, they have to have just as great experience to shock them out of it. And I think that's why we're going through all of these huge shifts we're happening right now. We're seeing all these major dramas working out, because people need it. It's part of their evolution. It's part of their soul evolution, part of the ascension process. They need a lesson that hard to shake them out of their denial and their victim roles and all this other nonsense, till they realize, hey, this isn't working. I got to try something else.
Yeah, people just got to keep going and push through it. There's stuff that they may not have answers to now, but when they do get the answers, it will come from within and it will unfold in such a way that they'll have that aha moment. We all have that, but it's, you know, it's, some people can't deal with the mind chatter, which the mind chatter can be just stuff that you're working through. It can be negative influences. But once you get past even the mind chatter and you connect with the source of all things, that point there is where everything is, and clarity can come as well. But some people just don't want to do the inner work. And it doesn't mean you've got to be on top of a mountain for 4 hours a day. It's just processing it the best you can and doing what practices bring you joy. And that helps shift the energy as well.
Yeah, just this morning I went down and we went to the beach this morning. There's dolphins usually hanging out on the beaches and stuff in the morning. It's really good energy. Cool. And so we went down there and I was doing the Yigong. You know, I was doing the Yigong practices, and I don't do as much as I should. And some of the basics I keep forgetting, because I'm just so busy getting these centers going and putting in fences and rock walls and keeping the pigs out here. It's like major problem here. and things like that. And so you just forget, you know, and after I did those, I go, God, I feel great. I feel really balanced. All the elements are balanced in me, you know, I feel supercharged. And I go, why didn't I take the time? You know, we always ask ourselves, why didn't we drink that oxygenated water? You know, it was sitting right there. Why didn't we go for that walk when we knew we needed to? Why didn't we step away from the desk or step out of the cubicle? You know, and things like that. Or why didn't we meditate? You know, and then we keep asking ourselves, and now's the time to get busy. You know, we don't have the luxury of denial or personal responsibility in healing our process. And it's funny because I've seen a lot of people lately that are so deep in their story and so deep in their denial, and that it's, you can't communicate with them. You just go, wow, you know, love you, brother, but you know, it's like, yeah. Love you, sister, love you, whatever, you know, it's like, you know, that thing, you know, it's like, how do you, and you know, they're running their program, and you have to make sure it doesn't take you with them. You know, you don't go with them. You have to like set boundaries and go, well, have your run. You know, it's like, you know, I gave you the information. I told you what you needed to hear, not what you wanted to hear. So, and that seems to be going on a big scale right now is that, and people are becoming empowered, and people are telling people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear now. And so it's creating a big shitstorm, you know, there as well.
Yeah, well, you know, even with me, I've with family and friends, I've always told, there's something I'm not seeing, show it to me. I'm not going to be upset about it. Just when you're especially having experiences like us, you don't see everything else the way that people do. But this is where what have I said a few times, discipline. That's why every day the first thing I'm doing is my practices, whether it's Yigong, Qigong, yoga, meditation, martial arts. I have a process. Now, it doesn't mean I'm telling everyone to do this, but what I know is that when I'm working through all those practices, I can handle the rest of the day if anything's thrown at me. The days that I don't, if there's a day that I skip energetically because I've kept it up, I can handle things better, but it's got to be a regular thing done. But it's finding people finding what works for them, and that's where it's different. And you've got to, you know, whether it's on YouTube or courses or in-person training, it's finding what can help you keep that balance and that's joyful. Otherwise, people will stick with it for a few days, a few weeks, and they go, nah, this is a chore. It shouldn't have to be a chore. It should be something that you are just drawn to do to bring about that balance. But it's, you can't shove it down people's throats either. You can only just spark the awareness of that consciousness in their brain, and you know, they do with it what they want, but it does come back to, you know, doing things that balance in life, whether it's relationships or with friends and family or with yourself. You need to have those balance, and it's finding those things that work for you. But yeah, it is what it is, man.
It's your example, you know, basically that's all you can do. And I love what Babaji said. Babaji said, you want to be, you know, the best way you can help people is to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, abundant life, you know, and be an example to others. And I like that. I like that saying, because you know, you can't do it for others, but you can be an example for others. Yeah. Show others how to do it, you know. And it's like people come to us, we're always doing clearings with these people, and go, look, we've given you the tools. We've showed you how to clear. And we've done this several times, and we've helped you, you know, enough, but now we're enabling you. So when you're done with all the voices in your head and calling them back in and all the other stuff, when you're done, let us know. But you have all the tools, and only you can do it. Like we can't. And you clear all the stuff off them, and they, all of a sudden they feel weird. They go, well, where'd the voices go? Like, where are you guys? They call it all back in. You go,
You know, it's been no easy road for us. Like, before I was known for all this, I was the guy that's, even in some cases, I'll still get called to the most haunted places, and I've seen doors ripped off its hinges, I've been choked, I've been thrown. And to me, it was cool in a way that there's an adrenaline rush for me to learn this stuff and what's doing this and how can I help this thing doing it, or how can I send it off? And I had to go through big boot camp like yourself. We've spoken about a lot of this behind the scenes, the stuff that the dark are really capable of. And I don't want people to go through that. For me, it was my journey. And that's why I love helping people in that way now. But people have to learn the tools and manipulate and work with the tools in a way that's beneficial for them, that they, it's like we can give them a blueprint, but how they use that blueprint, they've got to make their own blueprint with it and add to it, take things out. It's making it work for them, but it's just a process, and it's okay that to go, you know, a few steps forward and then you go one step back or whatever the process is. But each day is a step forward. And I think it comes back to the basics of just being a good frigging person. Like, yeah, it really is at the end of the day.
It's basic. I'll tell you what, this is going to be really off the scale, but I've been having crazy vivid dreams on the other side, working a lot and helping people get through their stuff and move beyond it. And last night I had this insane dream, and I was going in and I was helping these Christians out, and this one guy kept coming up to me and trying to exorcise me, you know, and because I didn't fit his belief system, you know, I was gone, you know, because my consciousness includes, you know, more expanded awareness of the universe, and there's more out there than just angels and devils, you know. But anyway, and I'm sitting there smiling at this guy talking, and he's doing all these things trying to thing. And I said, what is Jesus saying? And he just stopped. And I go, what does Jesus have to say about this? And then he tried to go back and quote a scripture. I go, no, right now, in this moment, what does Jesus have to say about this? And all of a sudden, the guy just started getting all like shaking. And I put my hand on his heart, you know, and I just said, you're not working with Jesus. There's something else in there, because you're so full of judgment and condemnation and againstness. Something else is in there. And the kid just like fell on the ground. And I've actually had that happen in real life as well, you know, so. But it was like happening in this loop over and over, helping these people that are in the astral level, and they're not going anywhere because they still have that division game in their head. And you have to transcend all culture, all religious programming, everything, to get it off this plane into the fifth dimension. And people don't realize that, and they're so programmed, they're stuck, and they're stuck in the astral level. They haven't gotten into the higher levels, the heavens, whatever you want to call them, 5D. And
I'm so happy you're bringing this up. I'm so, because there is levels, like people think that some of the ETs they're interacting with or masters, that they're ascended. Now, they might be in an ascended state, but really, if this is all God's mind, the way that I describe it, there are levels within God's mind. And when they get out, they think, oh, this is it. It's like, this is still a simulation within God's mind. All of it is, but it's all a self-evolutionary process, that it's like even the ETs, the high-dimensional ones, they've still got what you could say guides and other aspects of themselves operating in a higher self above them. So it's like we can't pigeonhole it or put it in a box. It's like think 360-degree, unboundedly, all possibility, and you'll start to get this with the levels and be able to work through it and reconnect. Otherwise, you sort of get here and you go, this is awesome. It's like, but hang on, there's a few more levels to go.
Yeah. I know when I had my near-death experience, something kicked in. I think it was the past life as lamas or yogis. I had some training kicked in, and I went, I just kept going. I heard go, just keep going and go to the light. And it was like a golden, it was that plane of bliss, and it was that golden light, pure consciousness and energy, no judgment, just pure bliss. That's what that is. And that's kind of one of the most unlimited understandings of creator, you know, that we can get. And you know, it wasn't a male, it wasn't a female, it wasn't, there are the bearded gods, you know, they do exist, and some are benevolent, some aren't. So in ancient times they weren't so benevolent, you know, they were the ancient Anunnaki. Yeah. But the level I went to, and then they said, now you can go back to the other levels, but don't stop to talk. And there's a lot of people say, don't go to the light. It's a trap. And you're hearing all this stuff out there. And it's gotten to be a big, it's just gotten insane, all this stuff coming out now. And they're twisting all the ancient knowledge, the ancient information, because they want to be the next new thing, shiny new thing on the block for fame. And what, it's getting really crazy out there. And people have to go back to the heart and go, you know what? This doesn't feel right. And yes. Also, not only does it not feel right, this isn't making me feel good. And I'm just going to let it go. And whoever image, in truth, it's imageless. You know, the real, you know, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions is imageless. It's not male. It's not female. It's not. And so you got to just let go of all the names and all the numbers and all the divisions and all the other stuff. And even Einstein said that. He said, alas, I'm without all numbers that touch upon God, you know, I'm without all mathematics or beyond all mathematics, you know, and, you know, we have to get away from that. But, you know, that.
No, it's true, man. Like, if it's light, sound, or matter, it's a projection from what you can say, that one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness. And there's no hierarchy. And what I'll say about the light and all that stuff, it's exactly, you're hitting on the point, is what feels right. It is a multidimensional sense that we've got that's beyond the five senses, that if it feels right in the heart, you can't fake that. No matter whatever you're saying, whatever you're being told, you are a child of God, actually a cell of God's body, that I say, look at the fruit of the information. Is it about you becoming a better person, being of service, bringing love and joy into your life? Is it opposing that, or is it nonsensical? We've got to go with the fruit, and the feeling is what will take you to where you need to go when you cross through the different planes. It's all frequency specific, but with the frequency game, when you hit source, you're not vibrating anymore. You're in complete harmony with it. So you've got different levels, what we could say, of intensity of love, but when you hit source, you become it, you are it, you're all knowing at one time, and that's why the human brain can't comprehend it. But the feeling that you can still use in the human experience, that can be your moral compass and your gauge, again, coming back to what feels right, because I think that's an important point to hit on with what you're saying there.
I wish we could flip a switch and everybody would have an NDE, near-death experience, and go,
yeah, man, yeah,
and then come back and then deal with it from there. You know, everybody would probably be quitting their jobs. You know, they'd just be in service mode. They'd be out doing what brings them joy. And I think eventually we will be there, you know, but we have to go through the other stuff first. But it's pretty crazy. I wanted to, you know, it's blowing me away. I look at your roof; it's the exact same roof, and although my background,
you're saying that you guys painted it the same as in here as well.
It's exactly the same. It's like I feel like I'm in the same room. It looks like the same as my room right now. I have a green screen, so I
bought it like this, and then you got your place after me, and you're going, it looks exactly the same. And even when I looked at the property on top, I was like, even some of the layouts almost like identical. But I think you're on 7.5, I'm on 6.5 acres.
Yeah, 7.5 acres. But it's amazing. It's really funny. I'll take a picture and send it to you. I'll put it on Telegram. I'll take a picture of the ceiling in the room. It's hilarious. But anyway, I know we've got just a few minutes left. So you're close to, I know you've spent like, God, how about couple hundred thousand almost, just
I don't want to say, man, like it's everything that I've got into this, but it's not about having assets or look at me, it's just having a place where stuff can get done properly and going through the legal measures that I have. There's nothing to shut me down and everything's by the law, the council's passed it, it's the process has been pretty full on, but it's worth it for the long term, and it's not going to be something where it's, you know, huge and big. It's something where each event's 15 people on average. I might expand that over time, but I've had to put in a toilet cubicle and other things to make sure that everyone is comfortable when they come. But it's been a massive process and undertaking.
I know just the legal expenses and everything else you had to cut, you know, to open it. I know you're really close to opening, but you have a link, right? A GoFundMe or YouTube or
Well, it's just
PayPal link. Somebody can help me out if they wanted to.
Yeah, at Jai Sanctuary, JAYASanctuary.com and ecityaustralia.org and petermaxwellslater.com. There's links to Jai Sanctuary, and there is a button there that people can support. There's also a lot of classes, we could say series, that I've done on C5 and other things that people can go to, free meditations. There'll be more workshops and videos posted there soon. So there's a lot of material that's there, and I'll be adding to it weekly soon. I've just had a lot of stuff recently that I've had to get things prepared for opening. But if people want to see the books, even movies that people can watch for free on Tubi now as well, a lot of materials on those websites.
Yeah, just if they want to send a donation, it'd be great. I know with me, I never ask for anything. I don't promote my books. I don't do anything. I'm really bad about that. I'm the worst. And everybody goes, why you ask for donations? And I said, I don't know. I just feel funny about that. So,
yeah, you know, always
hard. For other people, I can ask for everybody else. And I know you're the same way. So I'm asking for you. But
it is hard when you've got a facility the size of your place that you're running. And even with what I'm doing here, there's a lot of things that you don't take into consideration until after the fact. And I'm lucky I've been able to get by and do what I'm doing here. And like yourself, for doing it for how many years you have. So it's, you know, not about us. It's just having a place that people talk about. But when it comes to doing it, we actually need these types of places for self-mastery and the space to be held for experiences and soul evolution to take place. Though it can be done anywhere, it just can be amplified in places like this that are what we could say sacred places through the practices and the works that go on there.
Yeah, and it is, it's kind of weird, like the same thing here. I put my heart and soul and everything, all the counseling work, the book sales, everything go right back into the ranch. And people don't realize it costs about $100,000 a year, or maybe even, I think it's over that when I start looking at it and I go, wow, God, we are spending so much money because, you know, I'm feeding the people here, providing lodging, building, all that stuff. And that's a minimum of what it is. And that's just the basics, you know, keeping the doors open. But, you know, when you have a 70-acre ranch, like the one, and that one takes a lot of upkeep and a lot of funding, but the people have no idea. They don't realize what it costs, you know, and they come in and they, well, you should be doing everything for free. And I said, if I did that, none of this would be here.
You know,
you'd be sitting out in a field, me, you, and a chair, and that's it. And I wouldn't be able to help as many people.
It probably wouldn't even be a field.
Exactly. You think about how many thousands of people have come through Yosetti every year, tens of thousands of people, and they've had their own experience, have felt the energy of the land, had major healings and awakenings, and over the years, and 40 years of doing that, you really think about that, and that's my thing. I just want it to continue, and I want to. I want to see you totally thrive there with your place. We need more of these places on the planet and people that are blessed with abundance, maybe help out those who are working their butts off trying to maintain a frequency here, you know, on the planet.
Definitely. And I do have a thing now where every Saturday, which would be Friday American time, people can send through requests. I've got a group clearing page now, and just for free, they can donate if they want, but they can be included in a clearing that I do once a week for everyone that goes and fills out that form, just to assist. But there is also links to meditation techniques and also clearings so they can look at tools and do it themselves. Sometimes we need a bit of help. So that's what I'm doing there with that. And also there's tips there, just like at your website as well. There's many good tips there with links back to that on all websites as well.
Awesome. Yeah, we need those books that both of us have written are just so, they're so necessary right now. You know, it's so important to read those and get the tools out of them, you know, that so we can keep our own sacred space. We're hitting the end of the hour, so I'm going to have to sign off, unfortunately. It's always awesome to have you on the show. Peter's my brother from another mother, and we're on the same page. And when we get together, crazy stuff happens. So hopefully we'll be getting together soon and the ships come in and power-ups and daylight sightings, everything. So hopefully we'll get together soon and recreate some of those events.
Yeah, more work to do, brother. And thank you for having me on.
All right. All right, we're out of time, folks. James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. And have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. Trust your heart. You know, go within when you hear all this stuff going on right now, because we are in times of chaos. And you got to get grounded, meditate, create your own sacred space, and just don't get caught up in all the drama going on right now. It'll work itself out. It has to, because the energy coming in is going to make it. So anyway, have a great evening. Good night. Sweet dreams. See you next Saturday.